Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode 197. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, and it's another great one. We've got some excellent Fitness Friday news about how certain proteins linked to longevity may help to increase endurance and combat frailty in the elderly. And we've got a special message from Tivity Health, owner of the popular, senior-loving Silver Sneakers programs. But first, our Fitness Friday news.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday news.
A new study from MIT suggests that by activating certain proteins linked to longevity, this process may help to increase endurance and combat frailty in the elderly. Researchers have reversed age-related endurance loss in mice by treating them with a compound that promotes new blood vessel growth. Their study found the compound, which reactivates longevity-linked serotonin proteins, promotes blood vessel and muscle growth, boosting endurance of the elderly mice by up to 80%. As we all know in the Not Old Better audience, as we get older, our endurance declines, in part because our blood vessels lose some of their capacity to deliver oxygen and nutrients to the muscle tissue, and an MIT-led research team has now found that it can reverse this age-related endurance loss in mice by treating them with a compound that promotes new blood vessel growth. The study found that the compound, which reactivates longevity-linked proteins called sirtuins, promotes the growth of blood vessels and muscle, boosting the endurance of elderly mice by up to 80%. If the findings translate to humans, this restoration of muscle mass could help to combat some of the effects of age-related frailty, which often lead to osteoporosis and other debilitating conditions. According to Novartis professor of biology at MIT, Leonard Garante, we'll have to see if this plays out in people, but you may actually be able to rescue muscle mass in aging populations by this kind of intervention. There's a lot of crosstalk between muscle and bone, so losing muscle mass ultimately can lead to loss of bone, osteoporosis, and frailty, which of course is a major problem in aging. Okay, a quick mention about something else very important. Speaking of health, nutrition, and fitness, you all in the Not Old Better Show audience know what a fitness fan I am, with yoga, cardio, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. We've talked about it here a lot. I recently met with the Tivity Health team while attending the American Society on Aging event. Tivity Health, of course, is all about living healthier, happier, longer together. At Tivity Health, they work hand in hand with clients, health plan members, and healthcare partners to create everyday opportunities for long-lasting health and vitality. You all know their flagship products, Silver Sneakers, Prime Fitness, and Whole Health Living. They are sought after by consumers and organizations alike, not simply because they work, but because Tivity Health cares. Check out Tivity Health at tivityhealth.com and learn a little bit more about all the great opportunities and options available there for you. Back to our news. So this new study from MIT suggests that by activating certain proteins linked to longevity, this process may actually help to increase endurance and combat frailty in the elderly. But it is a race against time. I mentioned Leonard Garante from MIT, and in the early 1990s, Garante discovered that sirtuins, a class of proteins found in nearly all animals, protect against the effects of aging in yeast. Since then, similar effects have been seen in many other organisms. In their latest study, Garante and his colleagues decided to explore the role of sirtuins in endothelial cells, which line the inside of blood vessels. To do that, they deleted the gene for SIRT1, which encodes the major mammalian sirtuin, in endothelial cells of mice. They found that at 6 months of age, these mice had reduced capillary density and could run only half as far as normal 6-month-old mice. The researchers then decided to see what would happen if they boosted sirtuin levels in normal mice as they aged. They treated the mice with a compound called NMN. All of this will be on our homepage of our website, and you can find out more about the MIT study. But to go on a little bit further, a little bit more detail, NMN is the precursor to NAD, a coenzyme that activates SIRT. NAD levels normally drop as animals age, which is believed to be caused by a combination of reduced NAD production and faster NAD degradation. After 18-month-old eyes were treated with NMN for 2 months, their capillary density was restored to levels typically seen in young mice, and they experienced a 56 to 80% improvement in endurance. Beneficial effects were also seen in mice up to 32 months of age, comparable to humans in their 80s. In normal aging, the number of blood vessels goes down, so you lose the capacity to deliver nutrients and oxygen to tissues like muscle, and that contribute to the decline. The effect of these precursors, as Garanti, the lead study researcher from MIT, says, the effect of these precursors that boost NAD is to counteract the decline that occurs with normal aging, to reactivate SIRT1, and to restore function in endothelial cells to give rise to more blood vessels. So basically, this particular procedure and process actually increases the number of blood vessels. These effects were enhanced when researchers treated the mice with both NMN and hydrogen sulfide, another sirtuin activator. Potentially, there are some real benefits to exercise. The researchers also found that the SIRT1 activity in endothelial cells is critical for the beneficial effects of exercise in young mice. In mice, exercise generally stimulates growth of the new blood vessels and boosts muscle mass. However, when the researchers knocked out the SIRT1 in endothelial cells of a 10-month-old group of mice, then put them on a 4-week treadmill for a running program, they found that the exercise did not produce the same gains seen in normal 10-month-old mice on the same training program. So the benefits of exercise are enormous there. If this is validated in humans, the findings would suggest that boosting sirtuin levels may help older people retain their muscle mass with exercise. MIT's Garanti says studies in humans have shown that age-related muscle loss can be partially staved off with exercise, especially with weight training. The MIT professor Garanti further says that what this paper and this research would suggest is that you may actually be able to rescue muscle mass in the aging population by this kind of intervention with an NAD precursor. To learn more about the MIT study, please check out our website. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails. I love hearing about potential show topics from you and lots of suggestions, so please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. So remember, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, this study, along with all the material that Tivity Health is doing, is going to be available on our healthy website, The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.